Canada. 13. The Mounties. Hi, I'm doing some research about the police. I want to write something about the Canadian Police Force.
You mean the Mounties? The Royal Canadian Mounted Police? That should be an interesting paper.
Yes, I hope so. It says here that they began in 1873 and were called the Northwest Mounted Police. They have played a leading role in Canada's history.
Yes. Whenever I think of Canada, I think of the Mounties. They were the only police that dared go so far north, but they had a special job in the beginning.
I know. Their responsibility was to suppress an all too prevalent practice of white traders using alcohol as currency for buffalo hides.
Absolutely. They were meant to protect the local people from the large increase of white settlers.
They always ride horses, right?
Well, in 1916, they actually began using cars, too.
Throughout the early to mid-1900s, they really enlarged their force. They made an air section and started using German Shepherds as sniffer dogs.
Did you know that the new policemen in 1966 were the last ones to be trained how to ride and care for horses? Since then, horses have only been used for ceremonial events or public relations.
That's interesting, because we still think of them riding horses to work every day.
I think that the Mounties must be unique. I don't know of another police force like them.
They are special, yes. The RCMP is unique in the world, since it is a federal, provincial, and municipal policing body.
Oh, I see. Also, the force is organized into four regions, the Pacific, Northwestern, Central, and Atlantic.
So, I guess they must cover all of Canada then. It says here that in 2000, there were about 20,000 members of the RCMP, including civilian members and public servants.
That seems pretty big, but I guess Canada is a big place.
The RCMP is truly a modern police force that is capable of handling many different types of crime. I think learning more about them is going to be interesting. ¶¶